We'll say it's good to be back in the church house tonight. Appreciate this morning's service and heard some good news from Providence this morning. Somebody got saved and had a lot of a good service. So just good to be here. And I didn't think I was going to have a scripture to read, but then this one came to me not too long before we left the house. It was kind of near where we was at in Sunday school this morning. It's the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians in the 9th verse. And first, this is Paul's account to what Jesus said to him, and then it's Paul speaking again. But it says, "And he said unto me," and that's Jesus said unto Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And so, I think that's a pretty scripture. I mean, you wouldn't think he would be glorifying in his infirmities, but he understands that, you know, he needs to, you know, it's not about him, it's about the Lord and what the Lord has blessed us with. And so I ask everybody to stand. We'll say a little prayer and then we'll finish service. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time that you've allowed us to come together again, Lord, and just thank you for all your blessings, Lord. Watch over this service, Lord, and anything that it's done in this service, Lord, that it'll glorify thee and what you've done for each and every one, that they would only accept what you would offer each and every one of us. We just thank you and love you, and just watch all those that come back from Tennessee and Kentucky today. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
180.
Appreciate those songs. Appreciate that last song. The Lord makes a change in you. It is different. And I'm glad he stays with us. I'm glad, you know, he didn't just save us and leave us. And that would have been fine. But I'm glad he said, I'm with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And it's so important to have that relationship with the Lord. That's my life. I mean, that's what I've based my life. That's the important part of my life, my relationship with Christ. And so it's good to be here. It's good to see everybody that came out tonight. If you're a guest here tonight, you're a special guest. If somebody gets saved, it doesn't change anything in me. It changes them. I'm going to heaven. But, why do we do this? We do this because we love people. We want you to have what we have. It is so important, that everybody understands that anybody can go to heaven. Anybody can go to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, you can go to heaven. And now it won't change. Once you're saved, you're saved. But we do this because we love people, the Lord, and we want to share what we have with other people, and the Lord wants us to do that. But we don't do this for any glory upon ourselves. Christ gets all the glory. If it weren't for Him, we'd all perish. But with Him, we can have everlasting life. And how wonderful is that? Yeah. And so it's good to be here tonight. We'll just ask everybody to stand. If somebody has a prayer request or something on their heart, they'll share with the church before we pray. A lot of hands going up. Yeah, let's remember those. Somebody have a spoken request this evening? Remember that. Someone else.
I remember Daryl Brooks.
Yeah, remember Daryl. Someone else have something on their heart. Yeah. Appreciate that. Someone else before we pray this evening. Someone else before we pray this evening. Someone else. For this service tonight, and let's remember the lost. Carl, do you want us to lead us in prayer? This time we'll ask if somebody has a song or something the Lord puts on your heart. Lord gives you something, we'd sure like to hear it. There's a lot of people missing, but you know, I came to the conclusion a long time ago, you know, the Lord's at the church house, and you come to worship in truth and spirit, and you do it to glorify the Lord. And I need help every once in a while, and I come to church for help, and I come to church to help other people, and you know, I come to church just because the Lord said to. Sometimes you just do things because the Lord said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. And I find that, you know, all those things that the Lord tells us to do are good and are important. And so, if somebody have something on your heart, song or testimony, not, I won't wait too long. We'll, but if you got something on your heart, we'd love to hear it. I'm going to read over in Proverbs, and it ain't going to just a half of a scripture, but it's in the 29th Proverb and 18. And you just pray that something can be said and done that will help us all. And if you're lost, if you don't know you're going to heaven, I'd pray that you know before you leave. And if you need to get closer, or if you need something in your life, I'd pray that you would find it tonight and ask the Lord for guidance. Proverbs 29 and 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And that's all I feel like reading. And you just pray, you know, that something will be said. But I was thinking, you know, it's so important. And I was thinking about even this church being here today, you know, over here. It used to be on Albert Street, and now it's here, you know, and somebody had to have a vision for that. You know, somebody said, you know, but the Lord is the ultimate, gives us a good vision, you know. And I thought back to when I was lost, and the Lord showed me where I stood before Him, you know, and that was a good vision, you know, because if you can see where you're headed, you can change that path, you know. And so the Lord showed me when I was a young fella that, you know, and, you know, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to me believe that the Lord showed me at age 9, you know, that I was lost and undone. Some people may think that that's, you know, a 9-year-old boy, if he was lost, wouldn't go to that place called hell. Now, there's the Lord gave me opportunity, you know, gives us all opportunity. But I knew at 9 years old that if the Lord would take my life, that I would have eternity in a place called hell. And that's the vision that the Lord had given me. And it was real, you know. And so He gave me a way out. That He didn't leave me there, but He gave me the vision of you have a way out. And so the Lord, He doesn't leave us in one spot. He's showing us these things that we, and you just pray that we can get off the wrong track and get on the right track. You know, but that's for the lost and undone. But you know, even the saved, we should have a vision. And I believe He doesn't want the people to perish. Why do we gather together time and time again? Why? That maybe one more a person may see something in their life that's missing. We get together. You can go out in the world. You can get an education. A lot of people see a need to have houses and cars. Nothing wrong.
wrong with that. But you know, all those things will perish at some point. We just come in. We just leave. One generation comes and one generation leaves, and it just keeps on going. I don't know who my great-grandpa was. I don't know him. If you had the Lord, I hope so. But I don't know. But get in the family of God, and that's a family that will last. Get in that vision that I want to be part of, an everlasting kingdom. Everything's going to perish down here, but God will stand firm forever. He is the Word. He is life. Without Him, there is no life. With Him, you can have everlasting life forevermore. Everlasting life. You know, people will perish. You could say, are we all perishing? Are we all going to perish? Well, we're all going to the grave. But you can live. You can have everlasting life. Everlasting life. The Lord showed me that I'd had everlasting death if I didn't have Him in my life. And I believe that's the common salvation. I don't think the Lord, I've heard people say, I wanted what the church had. The Lord got a hold of them in some way, whatever way. I think the Lord is gracious. I think He's merciful. I think He'll try to come to you any way that He can to show you. But I guess I had to get pulled out by the song that I was going to get going to the fire. And that's fine too. Whatever will get you out of the spot. The Bible talks about pride. How hard it is to overcome pride. We sit back in our seats and say, I'm not going to move. That's not for me. I'm not like those people. That's people have said that along the way, because it's out of our norm. We don't want to be subject to other people. We don't want to say, come down and bow before God. He said, come unto me. You can have everlasting life. He said, if you come like a little child, you can have success. And if you don't, you won't. And you just turn everything free. You just have to turn it free. The Lord says, just let those things go. Just trust in me. How many times did He tell them? Just believe. Just trust in me. Some of the things that the people say may sound odd to you. Some of the things that the Lord said may sound odd. He said, eat of my flesh, drink of my blood, you can have everlasting life. I think that really stemmed from, why did He say that? Just a thought, as what Barry said this morning. Where do we fail? We ate of the wrong tree. Where can we have success? Eat of the right tree. It's so true. So many similes that just happen in the Bible that points. And I have a hard time believing how people can't believe that this Christ, Jesus Christ, is not the Son of God. And all that He's done for you and me. I think He's went beyond measure to prove that He was the Son of God. People will still say, no, He was a prophet. No, He was a good man. But I want to say, no, He raised the dead and raised Himself. And is He alive? And He was seen above 300 people after He rose from the dead. And why? And He still speaks to us. He's still alive. His Word's alive. And it'll talk to you. It talked to me. It's alive, and He's alive. It's continued. He's alive. We'll probably have Easter before too long and talk a lot about how He rose from the dead. What a wonderful thing. I couldn't. I can't even imagine. We have a God that has power over the grave. I don't, you know, power over Satan. Some people say, I'm just telling you, he has power. And you're not going to, without Christ, you're not going to overpower him. And we don't, even if you is strong enough, strong-willed to resist him, we're not strong enough to raise ourselves from the dead. Just impossible. And besides all that, God from heaven even spoke of his son. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And people heard that. And there's keeps on. The testimony keeps on going on. It's not died. It's never died along the way. They assembled at one time, it talks about in the Bible, and they said, you know, there's some men that rose up and tried to do things, and they went away to the wayside, and we haven't heard anything from them. But they said, if this is from God, we ain't going to stop it. We ain't going to stop it. You ain't going to stop this thing. This is going to continue on. It may get to sometimes that it seems like it's low as low, and not a lot of people's involved. Not a lot of people want to hear about Jesus Christ. The Bible even talks about it. Getting tired of hearing about it. But that's life. This is life for us. For those that believe, this is everlasting life. It is the most important thing. And all the things, everything else is not important compared to having Jesus Christ in your life. Be compared to having a salvation. All these things. They're nice to have, but it's going to go. You're going to either part from them or they're going to part from you. And what will you have? Like I said earlier, I didn't know who my great-grandpa was, but either he had a relationship with the Lord or he didn't, and the Lord knows. I was going to talk about, there's a, if the Lord will let me, and he... I felt like that when he put this scripture on my heart. There was four men that spoke something in this in our church along the way, and it really stuck with me. And each one of them have a point. One was talking about salvation, and Roy Lau. There was a lady over here, and I mentioned it a few times along the way. There was a lady that was sitting over here, and she spoke. And nobody, as far as I know, she had never been to this church before. And she testified, came with a friend, don't know where she got saved, but just like Roy said, I know that girl is saved. What a common salvation. We don't even know where all the Lord is working, but he's working. I hope he's working all over the world, and I believe he is. You don't have to just come to Lyman Missionary Baptist Church. It would be a sad thing if we had to come to Lyman Missionary Baptist. Lyman Missionary Baptist is a great place to get salvation. And the Lord's here time and time again. But the Lord works all over this world. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy. But there's a common salvation. I never met that girl either. But when she spoke, the Lord moved. The Lord moved. We do. You have to have salvation. You have to have it. Next I'm going to mention Barry, and he probably doesn't even know. He was standing right there, and he was talking about staying close to the Lord. And he said, like, if you stay close to a record, he said he was talking about a record, and it suspends. He said, if you stay close to it, it's a little easier to stay if something was in the center. But if you get on the outside of that record, it'll want to throw you off. Staying close to the Lord. That may have been just for me. May have been, I don't know. But it helped me. And I'm going to remember these things until I die. These are things that people have said that the Lord was in that helped me. And, and Blaine Brock, he got up here one time. I don't even know if it was in this church or the other church. And he talked about, he said, I don't know who maybe won the Super Bowl or maybe it was a basketball tournament. He said, I may know who won last year, But I don't know who won 2 or 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 10 years ago. People put so much importance on those things, and they leave the Lord out of their life. But everybody just forgets about those things over time. And God, if you get the Lord in your life, you won't forget about those things. And it's those things, these things all just go away. Those things. But having the Lord in your life doesn't go away. It goes forever. And the last one, and a lot of people have said things, but these are the four that the Lord let me say. Kenny Hall, you know, and he probably didn't think too much about it when he said this. And he said when he was younger, he thought when he would get older, he would serve the Lord better. But he said he, you know, it came to the point where he determined that, you know, if it didn't really help to get older that to serve the Lord. You got to serve the Lord in the time that you are serving the Lord. You got to do it now. And all those things points to you need to be saved. You know, you need to have a, you know, wherever you get saved, you need to get saved. You need to stay close to the Lord. You better find out what's important about life because, you know, the things of this world is just, you're going to forget about them, you know. And Kenny showed me that, you know, I better be on fire for the Lord now because I had that same thought. When I get older, I'm going to do better, you know. But Kenny, you know, what he said touched my heart and said, I better do what I need to do now. You know, if you just wait until you get older and say, you know, but then you, and I had the thoughts, I'm getting older now. I thought, boy, there's a lot of young preachers. They could probably do it now. You know, we all need to take a stand for the Lord and do what we need to do for the Lord, whatever it is. You know, but the most important thing is get the Lord in your life. But I said those things that the Lord's not only, He's alive, He has spoken through all these people that come in time and time again. All these men and women have preached about Jesus. They have spoken. They have taught us. They have showed us that it's important to stay close to the Lord. Life may give you troubles and you may have trials, but you need to stay close to the Lord and day in and day out. Say, Lord, help me to be a good person. Help me to be a light to the lost and dying. You know, every day that we have is a blessing from God. And we should take each day and say, Lord, if I can help somebody today, let me say something to somebody that maybe they'll consider having a relationship with you. How important that is, because just like the Bible says of the fish of the sea, I mean, one scripture says that people live about 70, and I'll say amen, but it also says that we're like the fish of the sea. We could go at any time. We don't know when our time is. Remember my aunt, great aunt Carol, she just got in an accident, and she's, you know, she has some, you know, she's got some broken bones and things, but we don't know when accidents and different things will come our way, and we don't know when our time will end. So you need to be ready today. That's why the Bible says today is a day of salvation. Now is the appropriate time. If you put it off and you keep on putting it off, you'll put it off forever, and you'll be like the rich man, and you'll open your eyes up in hell and say, boy, I really messed up. You know, we have 70, if we're blessed by God, we have 70 and even more. Get the Lord in your life. I say try the Lord. See if He's not the best thing to ever. Everybody that gets saved, as far as I know, if you have a relationship with the Lord, if you get saved, they'll say that that's the best thing that ever happened to me. They may not even live for the Lord, some of them. But I believe if you really talk to them and really was serious with them, I believe they say, well, that was, you know, that's an important part of my life. I think you can get far away from the Lord. I think you can, you know. But having a relationship with Christ, how important is that? That's our security. We're all leaving this world. Each and every one of us are leaving this. Be ready to go. Be ready to go. So we'll just get a little song. If somebody feels like praying or
coming, praying. Ask everybody to stand. You feel like praying this evening? We'd be happy to pray with you.
Page 43.
We won't ask you to say anything. You can get up and go back to your seat. It's between you and the Lord. And we don't need to know anything that anybody's doing. It's between you and the Lord. But if you feel like coming and praying this evening, if anybody feels like it, you're welcome to. The Lord spoke to me. He spoke to my heart. I don't even know what the preacher was saying when the Lord was speaking to my heart, but I knew the Lord was speaking to my heart. So if he's speaking to your heart this evening, you feel like coming and praying, we'd love to hear, come pray, and we'd pray with you. Anyone at all, if you feel like it. Somebody have something on their heart they feel like sharing with the church. Anyone at all?
Brother Brent, I just want to say how much I appreciate how the two messages combined this morning. Bob preached this morning about, you flat out said you must be born again, which yeah. If I was a preacher, and I'm not, but that would be the thing I think I'd want to preach every Sunday. And you were up there today, and all you talked about was salvation, and yeah. The two went together so well. And I'm just thankful that I go to a church that tells me the truth.
Yeah, amen. Appreciate that. Someone else. Nobody else has anything. We appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Good crowd. And let's remember those that are traveling back. And let us go ahead and turn over to Bill.
The funeral of Glory Menifee is going to be Thursday over on the east side over here at Childs and Son. It'll be at 10 o'clock Thursday morning. It'll be visitation Wednesday from 4 to 7 Wednesday at the same place.
And we'll have the fifth Saturday meeting at Samaria at 5 o'clock, last Saturday of the month. So just remember that. Any other announcements or anything? If not, Bob, you want to dismiss us in prayer?